Two-time Olympic gold rower Hamish Bond is hoping to get off his bike and back into a boat at next year's Tokyo Games. Bond, who won his Olympic medals in the pair with Eric Murray, will now be gunning for a spot in the men's eight. And he joins us now. Good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you, Hamish. More to the point, how are you? Why are you giving up cycling?
I guess it just came at another one of those crossroads in the road, and I basically took a step back and thought, what do I want to, or what do I think I'll enjoy the most over the next 15 months leading into Tokyo? There's a chance that Tokyo could be my last opportunity to race at the Olympics or to compete on the bigger stage, and what would I guess regret not having a go at, or what do I want to have a go at the most, probably would be a better way of phrasing it, and came down with the men's eight. It's the blue ribbon event of rowing. It's something that I've always wanted to try, and it's a massive challenge, but I'm prepared to put my experience that I've had, not only in the pair with Eric, but also things that I've learned on the bike in the last few years, and basically chuck that all in the mix, and hopefully can come up with some success, I guess.
What do you think you've learnt from your stint doing cycling then? How will you apply that to your bid to sit in the eights?
Well, I guess one of the big things, rowing, I grew up with it, so I accumulated knowledge, over a period of time, and I was also always surrounded by experts, being in the New Zealand team and having older athletes to fall back on. And I guess when I started cycling, I didn't have any of that, so I had to go out and ask a lot of questions, search for a lot of answers, and just really critically analyse everything that I was doing, because I only had a short period of time to try and get up to speed. So I suppose just a matter of, I always sort of question various parts of what we're doing in the pier, but just being more prepared to critically analyse every aspect of what we're doing and hopefully come up with the best way of doing things. And I think ultimately I'd like to think that I just bring a bit of a relentless drive to anything that I'm doing, and that's probably what I'd hope to rub off on the most on the eight. Is there's a lot of talent there, but maybe it just needs a little bit of belief and direction, and hopefully we can channel everyone in the right path.
You don't regret your stint on the bike, and just how hard is it going to be to get back into the boat and get back on the water?
No, I don't regret it at all. Like I said, I learnt a lot about myself as an athlete, I met some great people, had some great opportunities and great experiences along the way, so I don't regret it at all. In terms of getting back into the eight or rowing in general, it will take some time. Obviously my fitness is still pretty good in terms of what I've been doing on the bike. That crosses over fairly well. Rowing's actually largely a leg-driven sport. It kind of looks to most people as though you use your arms, but all your power actually comes from your legs. And from my work in cycling, my legs are actually stronger than I've ever been. It's just a matter of being able to transfer that power through your body to the oar, down your arms to the oar. So I guess just a little bit of structural strength and upper body strength just to be able to handle the training load. If I tried to jump back into a sort of elite training program, I would more than likely end up injured within the first week. So given the relatively short time frame that I'm looking to get back up to speed and be competitive, I can't really afford those setbacks. So have to keep treat it quite smartly and just take my time and build back up. It's certainly easier putting back on size and weight than it was stripping it off for cycling. So enjoying my food at the moment.
Assuming that you get back into the boat, you've got two gold medals for pairs rowing. What chances of number three?
It would be a massive coup to be able to pull off not only a gold medal, but a medal at all. The eight's a very competitive field. There'll be a number of countries that will be absolutely gunning, world powerhouses of the sport. Great Britain, Germany, the USA will all likely be fielding top flight eights. It's a tall order. There's no shying away from that, but I think it can be done. And that's part of the attraction, is that I'm really motivated just by the process, regardless of the end result. I think, you know, you kind of generally end up with a result that you deserve in sport, and that will be what it will be. So I think if we just focus, you know, I guess it's cliche, but focus on the day-to-day, do everything right, and then we will get the result that we deserve, be it a medal or otherwise, or, you know, what will come will come.
Good luck to you then. That's two-time Olympic gold rower, Hamish Bond.